The day after the battle, the Macedonian queen herself had braided his hair and placed her own personal beads on the ends. Julian gripped the tiny glass beads in his fist. Those braids had belonged to the once proud and mighty Macedonian commander who had led a conquering army so strong that he had forced the Romans to flee in cowering terror. The sight haunted him. He looked down at the ring on his right hand, a ring he had worn for so long that he had grown immune to its presence and had long ago ceased to remember its significance. But his braids. He hadn't thought about them in a long, long time. Touching them now, he remembered the man he'd been. He remembered the faces of his family, the people who had once rushed to serve his needs, those who had respected and feared him. A time when he had commanded his destiny, and the known world had been his for the taking. And now he was... His throat tight, Julian closed his eyes and removed the beads from the ends of his hair before he started unbraiding it. As his fingers loosened the first braid, he looked down at the pants he had dropped on the floor. Why was Grace doing this? Why did she have to treat him like a human being? He'd grown so accustomed to being treated as an object that he found her kindness toward him unbearable. The other summoner's cold, impersonal distance had enabled him to tolerate his sentence, to not remember who and what he'd once been, what he'd lost. It enabled him to only focus on the here and now, and on the momentary, fleeting pleasures to be had. But human beings didn't live that way. They had families, friends, futures, dreams. Hopes. Things that had been lost to him centuries ago. Things he would never know again.
Damn you, Priapus,
he breathed as he viciously uncoiled the last braid.
And damn me.
Grace did a double take as Julian finally left the dressing room, wearing a pair of jeans that looked as if they had been made solely for him. The tight tank top Selina had loaned him stopped just below his hard, narrow waist, and the jeans rode low on his lean hips, leaving just a tiny peak of his hard, flat stomach and the small, coffee-colored hairs that ran from his navel downward to disappear under the denim. Grace had a strong desire to walk up to him and slide her hand down that inviting pathway and investigate where it led— And all too well, she remembered the sight of him standing naked in front of her. Drawing her breath in sharply between her teeth, she had to admit he looked good in jeans. Even better than he'd looked in shorts, if such a thing were possible. Sunshine was right. He had the best butt denim had ever cupped, and all she could think of doing was running her hand over that rump and squeezing it tight. The female sales clerk and woman beside her stopped talking and gaped. "Are these acceptable?" Julian asked Grace.
"Oh, yeah, baby,"
Grace said breathlessly before she could stop herself. Julian gave her an amused grin that didn't quite reach his eyes. Grace moved around him until she could see what size the pants were.
"Oh, yeah, nice, nice butt."
Distracted by his shapely posterior, she inadvertently let her fingers brush against the skin of his back as she touched the tag. She felt Julian tense.